With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Book of the Month Club, it started in a box of chocolates.
The founder of Book of the Month Club originally sent out the first books that he created as premiums, as gifts, in boxes of Whitman's chocolates.
That's Brigitte Weeks, editor-in-chief of the Book of the Month Club, who says founder Harry Sherman discovered there was an enormous market for the books, which he called the Little Leather Library.
People really loved them, they collected them, then they wanted to buy them.
So Harry Sherman founded a book club.
He put together a board of judges, a board of editors, and started the club in 1926.
Brigitte Weeks says that at first, a single book each month was offered for sale through the mail, but the readers wanted alternate choices.
Usually, if the book of the month was nonfiction, then the alternate would be a novel, and if the book of the month was a novel, the alternate would be something in nonfiction.
Which is just about the way the Book of the Month Club works today, with a main selection and a whole menu of alternate choices. Brigitte Weeks says the club does not have a target membership.
It has about a 50-50 split between men and women, and they tend to be people in their early 40s. And for fairly obvious reasons, they tend to be college educated.
Now owned by Time Warner, the Book of the Month Club has some 1.5 million members who enjoy the luxury of shopping for books from their easy chairs. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The dust has settled at the venerable Book of the Month Club, where a shake-up followed the appointment of Brigitte Weeks as editor-in-chief. Three longtime judges, Wilfred Sheed, Gloria Norris, and Mordecai Richler, were replaced by J. Anthony Lucas, Gloria Naylor, and Brad Lighthouser. Weeks defends the shake-up, saying the club must change as the readers change.
I think it had to do with the new administration. I mean, they were new people. I was new, and we were going in different directions, and, you know, when you get a new administration, you sometimes get new cabinet ministers.
But there is still a degree of continuity at the BOMC.
We have our senior judge now, who's on the board now, has been there since 1944, Clifton Fadiman.
What the judges do on the Book of the Month Club editorial board is to pick the club's main selections.
It's, in fact, a wonderful occasion. They discuss and argue about books, and surrounded by portraits of past judges and shelves full of previous main selections.
Brigitte Weeks says editors and readers sift through some 5,000 manuscripts a year before presenting a list of finalists to the judges who reach a consensus rather than voting.
If one or two members feel incredibly passionately about a book, I think that will carry an enormous amount of weight. It's not a question of numbers and sort of voting.
And Brigitte Weeks says there is no single philosophy that guides the judges and their choices.
I don't think a book has to do anything to be selected by the Book of the Month Club except prove that it has some kind of internal excellence.
And excellence that has been demonstrated by the Book of the Month Club since 1926. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There are some 150 book clubs in the U.S., many highly specialized, but the granddaddy of them all is the Book of the Month Club. BOMC's editor-in-chief, Brigitte Weeks, says many people join book clubs because they're often overwhelmed and confused by the sheer volume of books in bookstores.
Whereas if you buy books through the Book of the Month Club, you have a sort of dual insurance. Firstly, you know they've been selected above others in their field, and secondly, after that screening process, you also have a fairly comprehensive description of the book,
which is in a monthly illustrated Book of the Month Club magazine. Brigitte Weeks says that in addition to the main and alternate selections, there's a big backlist.
We don't expect people necessarily to decide exactly to buy a book when we want to show it to them. So we make sure that books that have lasting value are sort of there to be picked off the shelf at a later date.
Some book club editions are, well, cheaply made, but Week says that's not true with BOMC books.
They have the same binding, and they have the same jackets, and the same paper, and the same type.
Book club books are not first editions, and so are often the bane of book collectors. But Brigitte Weeks says you can always tell a BOMC edition.
We do put an tiny identifying mark on the back, just to keep those collectors from getting too upset.
It's a little dot on the lower right-hand corner of the book. Also, there's no price on the dust jacket. There's no real cost advantage to a Book of the Month Club book. By the time shipping and handling are added, it's about the same as the publisher's list price. But there's something about shopping at home. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.